The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests, and are not those of Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements of any radio show programs or products mentioned on air, on our website, social media accounts and marketing materials. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.
Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Soronto.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show. I'm your host, Sorantos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are very important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. The Songwriter Show is broadcast live on number one ranked Pesmo Radio and has listeners in all 26 countries in the world and every state in the U.S. The station is also licensed with ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, and SoundExchange, and has partnerships throughout the music industry, including iHeartRadio and exposure to over 300 million listeners. Tonight's guest is Scott. Scott does new genre music and about 432 hertz, and he helps raise the frequency of a human race near the finish. Scott Howard's new concert film, World Ascension Tour, is live at Village Studios in 432 hertz, presents this reality as a gift of healing, love, and hope in a new path experience. A 5D concert of firsts, journey into the hidden in-between spirit realm of Source.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
So, welcome to the show, Scott. How are you doing tonight?
Very good, my friend. Thank you so much for having me on. Yes, right? I'm a repeat guest, I guess.
Yeah, it's okay. So it's great having you on the show, man. Tell us a little bit about what's been going on the last year with COVID and... How are you doing?
Oh my. A lot's been going on. I was out in LA for a good part of the time. There was a lot of protests and things like that, but I felt it was important. I had a feeling that something was going to go on. I write my music very prophetically. So when I write lyrics, it's about something that's either going to happen, that hasn't happened yet. So a lot of my stuff is, I don't want to call myself a psychic songwriter. That actually rhymes. I have to write that up in the lyric. But the songs I write are specifically to raise the consciousness, the frequency of the listener. And I had a feeling that something was going to happen, and I had to do a concert on film. And this is the very first concert, the World Ascension Tour. It's the first concert broadcast and recorded in 432. Most everything is recorded in 440, which is a more dense frequency that causes your body to go down, if you will, in frequency. You want to go towards ascension, so you want to raise your frequency, which is what the 432 music is. And the lyrics I write, being they are prophetic, is they are to enlighten, to awaken, those that are ready to begin their journey. And so the World Ascension Tour is new music, but some of my old music, and it's getting it all in a genre that really needed something, new, because no one has anything new to watch. So this was a really great, it's got 5 stars on Amazon, and it's been received very well. It's on a bunch of other sites, Tubu, I think, if you want to have advertisements, which is
Yeah,
it's no big deal. It's free, but I did also the soundtrack is in vinyl, and it's the first vinyl record recorded in 432. So again, the whole idea is to get the whole family together and to watch the movie. There's a lot of effects, special effects, and a lot of thoughts about what's going on at this time, moment in time, and what's going to happen. One of the songs I wrote called Harvest Blessings is a song of healing. And that song is I knew when I wrote it, it wasn't ready to be heard, if you will, or it wasn't. It hadn't happened now yet, let's put it that way. So I'd say in the next month, latest August, Harvest Blessings will be a terrific song of healing because people are going to need that type of healing. They're already feeling it when they realize what is happening to them or has happened to them. Sure. So the music I write is about that. I just actually finished a new song called The Tree of Life, and that's on my next album. My next album is called Angel Numbers. Which is kind of what happened to me in 2017. Went through an awakening where I experienced a lot of seeing beyond the veil. Source had opened me up. I guess my hypothalamus became active. I couldn't figure out what happened to me. I finally finally read something about it. I said, oh, that's what happened to me. And I was seeing things that anybody else would have gone crazy. And it ended with me seeing an angel, believe it or not, Archangel Michael. And I was placed on a path of bringing a new genre of music, which is called Source Music, in 432. And it's, thank God, it's being received very nicely. It's resonating nicely with the people all around the world.
Cool. Where can the fans watch this? Is it on Hulu? Is it streaming online? Is it in theaters? Where's it at?
Well, the movie, the concert itself is on Amazon Prime. It's on Tubu, Vimeo, and my website. I'm having a film premiere promotion on my website. If they want to, see the movie for like $2.37 or something like that, go to the website and you can see it there. Again, the soundtrack is in vinyl, and a lot of people. I had to go out and buy a turntable to watch, to listen to my own song.
Sure.
I got the record, and I was like, really, wow, this is great. I got a record, We were growing up; that was the most important thing, is the record, and then the record jacket. The artwork on the record jacket was important. And I did some really cool things on the record jacket. I got in the RV after I recorded the movie. I got an RV and I drove from LA to Chicago, and I drove through Utah, which is the most unbelievable place you could ever go through. And I did this because I wanted people not to be afraid. Don't be in fear. Don't stay behind doors. Get out and live. And so I filmed this for part of the film. And one night I got up about 11:30 and look, I went outside. I had a feeling I had to go outside and look at the sky, and I saw the Blue Kachina. So for those of people that don't know what the Blue Kachina is, it's a Hopi prophecy that you'll see the Red Kachina and the Blue Kachina. And this was the bluest sapphire planet about 10 o'clock of the moon. And I videotaped it and I took pictures of it, and it's in the movie. It's also on the front cover of the album with Mars. So Mars is at like 6 o'clock and the Blue Kachina, which it's an amazing color to see at night, let's put it that way. It's wild. So again, we drove from, and I saw it actually in Utah, in Escalante, Utah. And I was very excited to see it the next night. And we drove a little bit. We still were in Utah. We spent the next night in Utah as well. Escalante is close to the Indian reservations. So maybe that's why I saw it there. But I didn't see it the next night, surprisingly, because I figured I would. It was up there. Why wouldn't it be there the next night? So I think I was meant to see it. For a reason.
Yeah.
And, the movie's got some really cool effects, cool ideas, never been used before. So it's more or less the journey from 3D to 5D density, which is where we're going. Earth is moving up in frequency. We must move up with it. We must increase our frequency, whether it's detoxing, don't take your vaccines, stay away from those things. There's a lot of things coming out about that, which I think people need to look for and research. And, just raise your frequency. Listen to music that's in a 432. Don't listen to 440. 440 will lower your frequency. That's what the Germans did during World War II, is they realized everything was frequency, everything. So, you change your frequency enough, you can walk through walls. And that's what they realized. And the Nazis definitely did that. They also obviously had, flying machines, flying saucers. But they had, different technology than we did when they won World War II. So
let me ask you a question. Out of these songs that you're putting out, what would you say is your favorite new track? If you could pick one song for the fans to hone in on or listen to. Yeah,
there's a bunch of new songs. Language of Clouds is one I just did now. It's an EP of four songs. All the songs are great, but I think like Written in the Clouds is great. Dreamer is terrific. Queen of Hearts, and again, Harvest Blessings. Those are all on there. But Written in the Clouds, I think you like.
Yeah, and I think that's the song we're going to play here in a little bit.
Yeah, but Awaken's great. You know, there's a lot of great songs even on the first album. I hate to say it. I mean, I love listening to my music because a lot of times I feel it was channeled. So many times I don't even realize what I've done until after it's finished. So I go, oh, who wrote that song? You know, it's a pretty good song. And it's, you know, it's good to like your own music.
Yeah. What about, tell us about this song that we're going to listen to in like 5 minutes here. What inspired it? What do you want us to take from it when we're listening to it?
Well, again, about 5 years ago, I bought a camera. And I have an ebook coming out as well. It's called The Lightworker's Journey, The Language of Clouds. And when I put this camera, I was taking pictures everywhere, like the ocean, the trees, everything. And I started taking pictures of the clouds, and the clouds started the picture I was taking with the camera, the lens, was showing something completely different than what my eye was seeing. And it became real to me obvious to me, if you will, that the clouds are not what we think they are. They are a 5D reality realm. And they are just as alive as much as we are. They're just in a higher frequency, so it looks like they're moving quicker. So if you're moving fast, what happens? You look like you're in a fog, like, you know, like the Roadrunner. Like, you know, so that's what they are. Clouds are not soft, fluffy things. They're in a different frequency, a different realm. So what language do you speak when you say hello to a cloud? And believe me, they will answer because they had answered to me. And so I wrote a song, and that lyric was in my head. Language do you speak when you say hello to a cloud out loud? And so the lyrics started flowing, and a lot of things was happening with the Vatican and you know what they were doing, and so it's all in there. It's a cool you know rock song. A more of a mellow song is Queen of Hearts. Terrific, terrific, you know, great song. But Written in the Clouds is more of an upbeat song. And again, and Dreamers, again, they're all terrific. So, you know, you can go on either my website, which is scotthowardmusic.com, or I'm on Spotify. And Spotify, it's too long to tell you what it is, but just look up Scott Howard and you'll find me, you know, there.
Sure. Okay. When you look at your process for writing songs, refresh some of our listeners that didn't catch your previous show last year. Do you start with music? Do you start with lyrics? Do you start with a drum groove? How do you get started?
I start with pain. Okay? That's the first thing that really gets me writing music is if I feel that I'm uncomfortable or I'm angry or I'm in pain, it causes me to write my music. When my son left and he was taken in 2018. He was 29 years old, and I was in the studio for like months just writing music. And I've got, you know, two albums ready to be, you know, going to the studio to do. Again, one's Angel Numbers, which is what I receive daily from the angels, believe it or not. Every day I get angel numbers throughout the entire day. You know, I'll see numbers that are like, you know, weird, groupings of numbers, 1111, or, you know, 7744, or literally like 18245. I mean, it's amazing what the, you know, you'll find out from the higher realm from the math. But so it'll come from, normally it comes from the song, from the lyrics first. I don't know why. It comes from the lyrics first, and then because it comes from an emotion. And then for whatever reason, I hear the song in my head. As I'm playing it, as I'm writing it, and as this, I'm playing a chord, I hear the next chord. Everything is, you know, it's interesting. It's already there. You know, I mean, it's just that I have to remember what I wrote maybe 1,000 years ago, because you know we've all been here quite a long time.
Yeah. Okay. You know? Let's check out your song, and then we'll come back and talk some more. Okay? I'm curious to hear this. I haven't actually heard it yet, so I'm looking forward to it. Okay.
Fantastic.
All right, man. Everybody check this out, then we'll come back and talk some more with Scott. All right, here we go.
When you say hello to a cloud out loud, can you read the rain on my face in a world of lies that blind? As above, so far below, been written 1,000 years ago in a black book by my bed. My Wi-Fi's dead. A God wrote this, they say, didn't hear it on CNN today. Is God such a jealous man that he keeps you from his divine plan? Is it written in the clouds, they say? Just a lullaby to keep us from our way. Thunder and lightning, the alarm to say, wake up and find your way. If we are one, do we all feel the same about getting past this illusion? How long has it been since we tried to begin to break through these chains of delusion? As above, so far below, but written 1,000 years ago, just players in a play. Kids pass by another. Clouds collide and fight each other. Everyone's living in their own drama. Heads in the dance of a twisted karma. Is it written in the clouds, they say? Just a lullaby to keep us from our way. Thunder and lightning, the alarm to say, wake up and find your way. They say, this is a lullaby to keep us from our way. Thunder and lightning, the alarm to say, wake up and find your way today.
Man, that was cool. So if you were going to give some advice to somebody just starting in the field of music, what advice would you give them?
Don't. I'm kidding. Again, anyone that's coming into music or it's going to start music, it's something that they, in their soul, they have something there that needs to get out, and they know that that's the thing that they want to do. So it's already there. All of us, the soul mission that we're all here for is, whether you're a healer or you're a a psychic, whatever it is, you're going to or you're going to either write music. So it's just be in touch with your feelings, because that's the only thing that's going to get you through this, because you got to get used to people either liking your music or not liking your music.
Yeah.
If I see a dislike on one of my songs, I go, oh, It's like you have a bad day, you know. You want everyone to love your music, and not everyone's going to love it. So, you know, but you want to have everyone gain something from your music, which is the most important thing, which is what I try to do. I try to have anyone, whether they like it or not, they have to come away with something. They raise their vibration, even if they don't believe in the message, they raise their vibration. They believe in the message, that means they're going to begin a journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us a little bit about what you got planned in the future, in the next year or so. Anything special you're working on for the fans?
I have the ebook that's coming out. It's again called A Lightworker's Journey, and it talks about the 5 years of my awakening. And so not only does it discuss it, it talks about my dreams. It talks about the things that I've seen, because I've seen some pretty crazy things. It's backed up by the photographs. So I've got thousands of photographs that I've been taking for the last 7 years. And I live on the beach Florida, and it's that ocean, those clouds there are very strange. And I've got some crazy photographs which will change the way you look at the sky and change the way you look at the clouds. I've also got two more albums that I'm working on besides that, which again is Angel Numbers, and that's going to have at least, I guess, 8 to 10 songs, and the same thing with the Tree of Life, which I truly believe is a true. There is a Tree of Life, and it's probably at the North Pole, which has been taken off the map. I believe that the map is not what we think it is, and there's a lot of countries that are missing. But again, it's life is a journey, and welcome to the party.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. What do you have a favorite movie of all time that you can confess to live on the air here?
A favorite movie of all time? There's a couple of them. I'm trying to think of a favorite movie. Well, I like the World Ascension Tour. That's my movie. Oh yeah, who wrote that movie? Yeah, I used to love the movies. My problem is when you realize what's in them, you don't love them as much anymore, because you realize what they have been trying to fill your head with. But, you know, The Matrix is definitely a great movie. You know, that whole trilogy, because that's true. You know, we are in a holographic matrix. So you just got to realize that most of the things you see on TV, they didn't just make it up. I mean, this stuff exists. Stargate. Real. I mean, we have Stargates all over the planet, or all over the earthly realm. So there are things, Star Trek, real. I mean, we have ships. You know, the secret space program, well, you know, it's been around since 1950 or 60, you know, 1970. So we've been out there for quite a long time. So the things they've experienced, they bring and they put it on TV. So, you know, everything you think is fake is real, and everything you think is real is fake. So we're living in quite the dichotomy of the world, you know?
Yeah, no, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
When you look at the music industry, is there a big change you see happening in the music industry now that the pandemic's over? You think touring's going to obviously rebound, but is there something that you're seeing that maybe you want to make a prediction on the music industry?
I think that first of all, I think people have changed. They're not what they used to be. The people are not so carefree. They're very, very protective of their time. So I think that if they're going to see something, or if they're going to experience something, it's going to be worth their while. So I think you're going to have maybe less giant concerts, because people are going to be afraid to be in these places if something happens. But you're going to have a lot of smaller venues at drive-in theaters, you know, things like that. Places that have not been used for many years are going to be used again. I think you're going to find that things are going to change very soon, all over the place, and it's going to change. The people are going to again increase their frequency. They're going to await. So I think they're going to want different types of entertainment, and the entertainment may include their own entertainment. You know, whatever they do. I meditate. you know, a lot. And it's an amazing, you know, thing to do with your mind. So I think that the music industry has been hurting big time, and I don't know if it's going to per se come back the way it was, but I know it's going to come back in a different way. It must come back in a different way because everything is change, no matter what. If we don't come up with change, then we're going to die. So as a species, the human race is going through a huge change, you know, from a one type of DNA, we're going to more of a crystalline DNA. So we are changing internally. So everything is changed. Actually, I wrote a song called Change. You know, everything that I speak, it ends up being a song. So I'm going to write a song called The Songwriter's Show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about where can fans buy your music, stream it, your socials, anything you want to share with them.
Sure. It wouldn't be worth it if I kept it to myself. So Scott Howard Music is my website. You can go to on YouTube. Is Scott Howard is my channel. You can see some of my music videos there. They are not normal music videos. You know, they are more like spiritual in nature. They will awaken you. So I think they're pretty cool. You've got Spotify. I've got all the songs on there. So if you want to, you know, listen to me for an hour and a half or something like that, you know, put it on there. And again, like I said, on my website, you can get the soundtrack for the movie. Again, it's the very first vinyl album in 432. So the sound is really good. It's different. It will raise your frequency. So when you're done listening to the record, you will feel different versus listening to an old Led Zeppelin record or something like that. I think that there's a bunch of things going on, obviously. You can get my concert film at, Amazon Prime, Tubi, Vimeo, and a bunch of other places that I don't remember offhand. But you have to type in World Ascension Tour because Amazon Prime is kind of like censoring me. They don't want my concept to get out. They wouldn't even let me put a description on my movie. It was unfortunate because it was... positive, you know, free speech type of, movie that they didn't want that type of mindset to be, broadcasted out there. They still don't, but they've already lost. So I'd say by August, you're going to see a big change in the what's going on our planet, our realm, because it's not a planet.
All right, Scott, I want to thank you so much for being on the show, man. It's been an absolute blast.
Sorrentos, thank you so much for having me, my friend.
You're welcome. So to any listeners out there, again, feel free to check out Scott's stuff. And if anyone wishes to be on the Songwriter Show, please just reach out to me. I want to thank you all for listening. I hope everyone's unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorrentos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show. And tonight, I'm going to leave you with one of my older songs called Every Handshake is Important, because, of course, I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy, and I grew up in a time when your word was your bond. Handshake was important, and it still is. So everyone have a great night.
Good night. Thank you.
In a frail old room, Mama watched you grow as you sat around in pampers, clinking pots by the stove. You matters when daddy was out of town by that musty old table. She sat you down talking ethics and mistakes that could be fatal. She talked about Jesus, taught you right from wrong, worked hard, no weakness, same strong words all day long. Same old story, same old. Like a
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.
Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.